From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Penns Podcast.
Welcome to APTV, episode 476 for Thursday, February 2nd, 2023.
This week we have news, we have banter, we have updates, we have my ink of the week, we have new fun from Esterbrook, a favorite restocked, a contest winner, a new contest, plus two new items from Lamy that are coming soon. And we have Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Ooh, how are you?
Hey, I am good.
I was going to say Happy New Year, but
Have I seen you since New Year's?
Well, I was going to say, but no, I saw you at Christmas, but that was last year.
Yes, that was.
I don't think I've seen you since Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Aside from the lunch we just had.
Yes, we just had lunch.
Happy New Year. How are you?
So nice to have you here. Do you know?
Oh, this is probably not going to be a joke, but I know it sounded like.
Oh, go ahead. Tell me the joke.
Did I have one? I did have one.
Okay.
It's not a joke so much as news.
Okay.
My friend David had his ID stolen. Now he's just Dave. The ID is gone. That was sent in by one of our audience members.
I'm just such
Marilyn
a bad
Gardner. You know Marilyn.
Joke audience person.
That's okay.
It's just me.
That's your role in this whole thing.
To not think you were Eric, or you or Brian are funny.
That's right.
That is your role.
Did you hear me say that was sent in by Marilyn?
I did.
Okay.
Keep working on it, Marilyn. Brian and I went to Florida.
Oh, that's right. You went to Florida.
Yes.
And what happened in Florida? I think Brian has been on APTV since then.
Okay.
So he probably shared all those. But you would know because you watched them all.
I've been busy.
Tell me all about Florida.
We went down to visit my mom. We looked at some houses. She's thinking about selling her house and moving into a new house. So we did some house shopping with her. Which is very challenging to go house shopping with other people. But we had a good time. Actually, it was really fun. And then every morning, Brian and I would go to the beach and we would walk by the water. And it was just really nice to get my feet in the ocean again. And we just were picking up shells here and there. And we kept saying, we don't need any more shells, except this one and this one. We came home with 3.8 pounds of shells.
Is that even legal to take shells?
Well, they didn't have anything in them.
Were you on a state beach?
It was a public beach.
Okay, probably legal then.
Yes, but we brought
back. What are you doing with 3.5 pounds of shells?
Well, I have to clean them and bleach them so that you kill anything that might be in there. And then I'm just going to put them in a big vase and put them in the middle of our dining room table.
You're not going to glue them to the wall?
No, for some reason I talked about making a shell lamp, but they never look very nice these days.
And then
a vase is good. But for some reason, Brian thought I was going to like glue them onto something. Like, no.
Yeah, well, I've seen that. Like kids.
Napkin rings.
Napkin rings?
Yes, we used to make napkin rings.
I was going to do the glue the pasta on things.
Elbow.
Anyway. But you had a good time.
We had a good time.
You saw the ocean. You were in the ocean. You saw your mom.
We also had a photo shoot with my brother and his girlfriend and my mom. And so that was really fun.
And by photo shoot, you mean you hired a professional
photographer came out. My brother's girlfriend hired her, and we met her at the beach and took a lot of very interesting shots. And it was a really interesting time.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And this was all because your mother wanted everyone together.
This past March, when she turned 80, the only thing she wanted was for my brother and I to be together. At some point during the year that she was 80, and since her birthday is coming up in March, we had to kind of slide it in. January is usually pretty slow, and so we closed the Chicago store so that we could go together. And it was really nice to get away.
Really nice.
It was really, really nice to have a couple days off.
The ocean is nice, isn't it?
It is. I confess that I cried the first day.
Yeah, the ocean's very nice.
Yes.
More on that later, perhaps.
Yes.
In the meantime, you haven't seen today's location bumper.
No,
but you know
I never know where any of these places
today's
are.
Today's location bumper, in honor of your presence, is Anderson Penns in Appleton, Wisconsin, located not very far from right where we are currently standing. I will mention that Anderson Pens is the joint effort of Brian and Lisa Anderson, two longtime pen collectors who actually met through the collecting hobby, fell in love, got married, and founded the company in 2010. Put a pin in that because we're going to come back to it.
Okay.
Anderson Pens existed as a home-based business before opening a brick-and-mortar store right here on Chicago Avenue. I'm going to say in 2013.
Yes.
10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Yes.
This, okay, 10 years.
Yes, it'll be 10 years in October.
October. Circling back to this, how you two met. what year was that?
2009.
So 2009, eBay is really just starting. It's a new
yes.
thing. And as you bid in eBay, people...
Oh, whoa, no.
No.
No, we met in... Yeah, 1999.
Forget everything I just
yes.
said and say eBay is very new in 1999. And as you're bidding, you can see the other people bidding
against the actual screen name, username.
So in comes some guy named Brian who
yes.
likes Esther Brooks and some woman named Lisa who likes
yes.
Esther Brooks, and they start bidding against each other.
Yes.
But you can see who the other person is and make contact and say, hey, we should just get married.
It's not quite how it went. But,
get her an Apple Watch. Look what happens.
I don't know who that was.
Not quite that fast, but that is where you first met contact.
Yes, yeah. I could see that this guy kept outbidding me and...
is that what you said, this guy?
No, there were some expletives in there, yeah.
And the rest is history.
Kind of, you
got married at a pen show, the Chicago pen show.
We did.
It might be important.
No, sorry. No, it might be. It's my doctor.
Chicago Pen Show, what year was that?
We met at the Chicago Pen Show in 2003.
That was the first time in real life?
First time, just two geeky pen collector friends. And so we had bid against each other then. About a year after that, one of us called a truce. It was probably Brian because I was costing him a lot of money. And then we met in 2003 at the Chicago Pen Show, just two geeky friends. And we were just excited to show each other, you know, parts of our collection. And we were asked to bring a bunch of our more rare pens so that Paul Arano could have them photographed for one of his books.
Go ahead.
And
I know this one.
There were, let's say, 10 pens, and probably 6 or 7 were Brian's and 3 or 4 were mine. And we brought them. David Isaacson took the photos, and when the book came out, all of the pens were attributed to me. And to this day, Brian is still honked off about that. It was fixed in subsequent printings, but the first one, you know, if you bring up the, hey, what about the Paul Arano book? He'll just be like,
oh. I'm going to bring that up.
He was really annoyed that, you know, so many more of them were his and he just totally got left out. So.
Isn't that just how it is from that moment forward is how it's gone?
No, but Paul just, I guess, forgot.
You met for the first time in real life at the Chicago Pen Show in
yes.
what year?
2003.
But then you got married at not the same year.
No.
At the Chicago Pen Show.
That'd be something.
In what
wow.
year? What year was that?
2010.
2010. And that was my first time at the Chicago Pen Show. That's the first time I ever laid eyes on you, really.
Really?
Yeah.
At my wedding?
No, you were setting up.
Okay.
You were setting up. I'm going to move on now.
Okay.
Today is February 2nd.
Yes.
Which is, of course, Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day, of course, was a 1993 comedy film starring Bill
yes.
Murray and
Love
Hattie
it.
McDowell. Was it released on Groundhog Day?
I don't think so.
Justin?
I'd say no.
It was, for some reason, released on February 4th, which was 2 days later.
Well, that's weird.
I don't understand. Don't know. The second is on a different... We can look that up. Groundhog Day, the day, not the movie, is a popular North American tradition observed in the United States and Canada on February 2nd. And if you're unfamiliar, I will explain because it's a little strange.
It is kind of weird.
Is that on Groundhog Day, a groundhog will emerge from its burrow and forecast either 6 additional weeks of winter
no.
or an early spring, depending on whether or not it sees its shadow. Do you know which means which? Let's say it sees its shadow.
Spring. No, 6 more weeks of winter.
Final answer?
Yes.
You're right.
Oh, yes. Because it's 6 more weeks of darkness.
If a shadow is seen, winter will continue for 6 weeks. No. If no shadow is seen, everyone is required to watch the movie Groundhog Day.
What's the name of the groundhog?
Puxatawny Phil? Puxatawny? Puxatawny yeah. Phil.
I heard there's actually 2 of them.
I'm 75 years old. I'm sure there have been many of them. This Saturday, February 4th, is National Thank a Mail Carrier Day. National Thank a Mail Carrier Day reminds us just how important mail carriers are to our daily lives. Take time out of your day to thank the mail carrier responsible for delivering your mail, especially during Inco-Rama. I was hoping the mail carrier would come here. Speaking of Inco-Rama, this is day 2 already.
Oh, God.
Are you behind yet?
Always. You know, I'm just going to... I would love to get some mail. I'm just not going to do it.
She's just not going to do it. International not. Correspondence Writing Month. This is our 10th year. Inco-Rama challenges you to handwrite and mail and or deliver one letter, card, note, or postcard every day during the month of February. Inco-Rama.org. If you would like more information, I brought some ink this week.
Did I? Well, could I do postcards?
Postcards, and just of course you can
send
do
them to all the staff. Like everybody gets 5 postcards, and I just mail them once to Appleton. Does
yes,
that count?
That counts.
Okay.
That counts.
I might consider
the rules
that.
Are very, you know, flexible.
Fluid.
Very
fluid. Okay. All right. Talk to me about this giant handprint.
This
I like
is,
the paper.
Hiroshizuku, and it's the Fuyu-shogun. Fuyu-shogun.
Okay.
I'm calling it a gray.
Yes.
I think it's a true gray. It has a hint of purple if you look at it close
enough.
A little
bit, yep.
It's very calming color, and it certainly reminds me of winter. I think Fuyu-shogun means old man winter or old man in winter. I'm not sure. I've compared it here to Diamine Earl Grey, Urban Grenouage, and 3 Oysters Doldum. That Grenouage, I really like Grenouage, but I just can't read it when it
no, it's
gets
too
onto
light.
A page from a pen.
And it's funny, compared to the Hiroshizuku, the 3 Oysters looks very tan in
very
comparison.
Tan. Yeah. I see a little green in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think
I
this
like
is
the new
a very
layout.
green. This is HP 32-pound printer paper. Doesn't actually say... laser printer.
Okay.
It's just printer paper. I like it because it's a heavier paper, and mm-hmm. it's very, very, very white.
Yes.
Like no,
this
100
is
white or 98 white.
But I don't remember that before.
That, no, that's new this week. That's
okay. This week. Just for me.
That's new this week.
I like it. Keep it up.
I will keep it up. We're also going to turn this into a blog post.
Excellent.
So we'll just have it there. Now that I have this format.
And now, will we have this also available in the store in a notebook?
Oh, or I'm gonna give this to you, and you can do whatever you want with it. So you usually make a notebook out of them.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Want me to be responsible?
You can be responsible.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Other notes, no feathering, no show through, excellent flow, some shading, but no sheen. Cleanup was a 4 on my scale, which is 1 to 10, 10 being extremely difficult to clean up. This was a 4, so it's not too bad. Not too
okay.
Bad. Comes in the gorgeous 50 yes. milliliter bottle. We also sell samples of 3 milliliters. Before we move on to that, and after the ink, you mentioned you went to Florida. I went to the Philly Pen Show.
I know. How was it?
It was fun and fantastic.
Excellent.
And No snow at all
good.
In Philadelphia.
That was my question.
Even on the ground.
Which is a shocker because
very
for
strange.
Us, the Philly show has always been, we've always had a love-hate relationship. We love the show, hate the weather. And every year for about 5 years in a row, there was an ice storm. They closed the bridges 1 year. There was such a blizzard 1 year. We couldn't leave and had to spend the night because the tunnel
that
up in Breezewood.
Nope. That was before my time. Yes. You had the ice storm.
The ice storm was before your time.
Yeah.
Before your time, but your first year.
You had to stay.
We had to stay because the highway was.
That was Snowmageddon.
Yes,
yeah, that was my first year.
I'll never forget Ira Stone coming in covered in snow.
True Penn people still go to the Penn Show.
They do.
Even in a blizzard.
They do.
That was a named blizzard.
Yes.
This last show.
Absolutely nothing?
No, nothing. Not even on the ground. It was very strange. I have never been to Philly when there was not snow, ever.
Okay.
So, and I'm currently looking at snow right now. Greg M., one of our audience members, twice mentioned that the Philly Pen Show opened on February 13th, which was also National Rubber Ducky Day. And I mentioned that. And when I was at the show that day, I saw Greg and I walked across to him.
February 13th?
January 13th. Okay. January 13th.
Okay.
And gave him a hug, and he gave me a rubber ducky.
Nice.
And he was giving these to people. He got, nice. I don't know where he got, well, I don't
these
know
are
where
cute.
He, probably Amazon, but it's just a joyful event.
Yeah.
A joyful event.
And you kept it.
Who gets a rubber ducky at a pen show?
Rubber ducky.
Yeah. Are you going to sing for us now?
No. It's stuck in my head now, though.
Also on my notes here is guess the pen in Brian's pocket. Brian isn't here, but we can probably still guess.
It's big. I'm sure it's expensive.
We'll,
it's got like a broad nib.
Come up with what you think. Yeah. What you think he probably has in his pocket right now at the Chicago Pen Store. And at the end here, we'll just call him and say, what pen is in your pocket?
What's in your
we'll
pocket?
I can't. I'll make up something by the end of this.
I think, can I say what I think it is?
You sure can.
I bet it's a vanishing point.
You think it's a vanishing point.
In the stripe vanishing point?
The stripe. Oh, the stripe.
Yeah.
Did you tell him to use that one?
No.
Oh.
No, but I saw he had a handful of pens. And
oh.
I know he
you
likes
have inside
that.
Information.
I do. Insider trading.
What kind of exercise do lazy people do? Diddly squats.
Did I mention that I was recently at the Philadelphia Pen Show?
You did.
I did. Okay, good. Then you're
I'm up to speed.
You're up to speed.
Okay.
While I was there, Kenro was there too.
Yes.
And Kenro is, of course, Esterbrook. And we have something new from Esterbrook.
We do. These are cool.
We don't have them in our hands, but by the time this airs, they will be in store. And I saw these at the Philly Pen Show.
Oh.
I am, of course, talking about the Esterbrook Pen Wraps and To-Go Cups. Let me cover the pen wraps first.
To-go cups? Starbucks to-go cups?
They're a pen wrap that can sit on your desk like a pen cup.
Can you put coffee in it?
Sure. Coffee almost anywhere.
Good to go.
I don't know if it'll hold it. The pen wraps, of course, are durable canvas exterior with contrast suede trim. Exterior outside pocket for a pocket-sized journal. Soft suede interior lining available in three colors, army green, navy blue, and British tan. Leather string wrap, 6-slot pen holder for large and small size pens, protective top flap cover to protect pens when rolled, and a vintage Steel Pens logo patch. And I like pen rolls.
Yes.
I like pen rolls a lot.
Brian's a big
these
fan.
These are very nice,
yes.
But the to-go cups are very interesting.
These are very cool.
Because they stand up.
Yes.
And you can open it and have like your pen cup there.
Right.
To-go cups, durable canvas with soft suede interior lining, just like the pen wraps. Available in three colors, army green, navy blue, and British tan, just like the pen wraps. There is a magnetic snap closure with eternity symbol stamping.
Very cool.
Leather drawstring closure, matching soft knit cover, vintage Steel Pens logo patch, 6 rigid suede pen slots, flat bottom design for cup use on any flat surface, fold over cover for desk display, or take to-go for travel. To-go, of course, is the number 2 and G-O capitals.
These are very cool.
These are very cool. They are actually, they could walk through the door while we're filming this.
Any moment.
If they do, we will pause and get them. And then these are restocked.
Yes.
Finally, and at last, we have the Edison Beaumont Moonbreakers in stock again. This is a Beaumont size. I didn't get a nib. Did you get a nib?
I did not.
I didn't.
The Beaumont is my personal favorite size.
It is a very nice size.
It fits perfectly in my hand. It does post. It posts well. I like that it posts pretty deeply, so it's not going to flop off.
I don't post, but that does fit on there very nicely, doesn't it?
Yes. This is my favorite size.
The Moonbreaker has a dark gray acrylic resin with blue swirls, silver plated clip and trim band, silver plating being my favorite. It's a number 6 steel nib engraved with the Edison logo. It is reminiscent of flat top pens from the 1930s.
Yes.
Tis a cartridge converter. The converter is included. Available nib sizes are extra fine, fine, medium, broad, 1.1 italic, and a 1.5 italic. Gold nibs are available for special order. These are cute.
These are. Again, love the size. This is almost a turquoise. It's definitely blue, but it's definitely got some turquoise leaning in there.
It has depth to it,
yes.
Too.
Yes. All the Edisons do.
Yeah,
these are great.
If you turn
it,
it's very interesting.
Yes.
I think at
and
one
you
point,
do like the silver-colored trim better.
I do, yes. Of course. I think at one point I had three Beaumonts. Okay. Because the size is just really comfortable in the hand. And it's hard to choose the one because there's you need more than one because of the...
Yes.
They're all so beautiful.
I have, I think, one that we had made for us. No, we had a pen made for us, and I loved the material so much that one year for Christmas, I ran to Edison and had them use that same material that was at the time exclusive to us and had a pen made for Brian, and then Brian went to Edison and had a Beaumont made for me.
This is like an O. Henry story.
Kind of, yeah. And then when I was the outgoing president for the Pen Collectors of America, they give, at least they used to give the past president a pen, and I got a Beaumont.
You got a Beaumont.
I did.
Beaumonts are nice.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Did you hear about the mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers? He'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
Lisa.
Eric.
We had a contest last week.
You have a contest every
week. I was not
week.
Here. You were not here, but there was a contest last week.
Okay.
And it was an interesting one because the question was, what was your first fountain pen? Can you answer that? I didn't see your answer in the comments, by the way. No, you've been traveling.
So my very, very first fountain pen, according to family lore, was when I was about 12 or 13, my grandmother gave my cousin and I both a Schaefer No Nonsense fountain pen in white. So we had twinsie fountain pens.
Was that a fountain pen or more of a calligraphy pen? Or did the No Nonsense come with like a medium nib?
I don't remember the pen, but that's what
you don't
I'm
remember.
Told.
How about the first one you remember?
The first one I remember when I got back into fountain pens, I bought an Eclipse gold overlay that was more broken than usable.
When you say Eclipse, it's a vintage pen.
A vintage, yes. Okay. Yes.
So it was just pretty and you liked it.
I did and
was
I didn't
that
realize.
An eBay buy?
Yes, it was.
So you didn't even know.
No, I did not realize. In typical newbie fashion, did not realize how much damage this thing had. But it started me down a very dangerous path. So.
Okay. So an Eclipse. My first fountain pen was in third grade. Mrs. Walden wanted us to learn cursive, and she insisted that we use fountain pens for that.
Okay.
And I think she or the school provided them, because I don't know what it was. I have no idea, but I know there was a cartridge, and we had to use it to learn cursive.
Okay.
And I cursed throughout, but I learned
you
cursive.
You cursive throughout? Okay.
And then I forgot about fountain pens after third grade. Let's just see. That might be the Esterbrook. We might have to go check it out. Sometime when I was, a teenager, Reader's Digest had an article about how popular the Parker 51 was, even though it hadn't been produced for years. And so I decided, well, I have to try to find one of these. And I found one at a flea market. Didn't work at all.
See, that was the first one
I bought for myself.
Okay.
And then that stayed in a desk drawer for years, like doing nothing because...
Did you ever get it fixed?
Well, this was long before internet and all that.
Okay.
And then one day I found it in the back of my desk drawer and I said, oh, you know, there's this thing called the internet now. Let me see if there's any information. And I found a whole community of people who like fountain pens. And that's how I got started. I will just mention that... I strongly and highly recommend that you go through the comments on this particular episode 474 because everyone has a story about their first fountain pen. And some of them are touching, but everyone's interesting. We all have a first fountain pen story.
Okay.
Steve Ma says the Schaefer 100 was my first fountain pen. Things got a little out of control from there. And yeah,
I've been there for some of that, Steve. Yes.
Probably common for everyone who's watching this. Eric Bausman says, great episode. I hope that Eric is feeling better soon. Yes, I was under the weather. I didn't do the podcast, the APTV last week. So Steph stood
in
for me, but I am up to speed again. Eric continues with, my first fountain pen was a Parker 61. I received it as a birthday gift at the age of 8, and it was a big deal as this was considered new state-of-the-art writing technology at the time. I still have a fond memory of filling it for the first time with my mom supervising, which was probably wise.
It was like high-tech back then. Very cool.
Paul Herman, a friend... starts with a good one. Paul Herman, a friend of mine, got into photographing salmon in different clothing.
Wait a minute.
You just read it. Salmon in different clothing. He said he liked shooting fish in apparel.
Oh, God!
And continues that my first fountain pen was a double jewel gray Esterbrook J. Bless you.
Thank you.
Started my obsession with vintage Esterbrook in 1983.
Yes.
So this was before you got into
Yes.
it. Okay. Yeah, Esterbrooks are fun to collect.
They are.
Because they're not the most expensive thing. They were much less expensive back then.
Absolutely.
Weren't they? Yeah.
Absolutely.
They have grown in popularity and therefore the price has gone up.
Easy to find.
Yeah.
Pretty inexpensive. They didn't need much to do to fix them.
And that's still true today.
Absolutely.
Really. Yeah. Emily Snope says, my first was a Twisby Classic that my cousin gave me as a thank you for knitting him an 18-foot Doctor Who scarf. And Emily, I just want to point
Hang
out.
Hang on. Wait, stop right there. Stop. Too complicated. 18 feet.
18 feet.
This is 3 feet.
Yes.
Six of these.
Six of those.
How many times does that wrap around, Emily?
I just want to point out, Emily, that I will be very happy to send you a Twisby Classic for an 18-foot Doctor Who scarf.
That's awesome.
That's really good. We have a winner.
Okay.
The $20 gift certificate, which is a credit to your Anderson Pens account. Winner this week is Paul Sheely, whose comment says, my first pen was a blue Schaefer that came on a card with a half dozen cartridges that I got
yes.
in middle school. Probably 20 years after that, my boss had a Mont Blanc 146 with a shoe bottle ink on her desk that revived my interest. I think I got a Lamy Safari after that. Congratulations, Paul. Please
Excellent.
Write to me, Eric, at AndersonPens.com, and I will take care of getting the $20 credit onto your Anderson Pens account. There's an additional comment I have.
This
there.
Is a good one.
Arabella Holsafel says, I have 28 calligraphy pens, mostly Pilot Parallels, also some Lamy Joys. I like the Lamy Joy.
Those are cool.
I like anything with a taper, a pen with a taper. I don't know why. I don't need it, but I like it. I have 28 calligraphy pens, mostly Pilot Parallels, and also some Lamy Joys, and there are 28 days in IncoRhyme.
Nice.
28 pens, 28 days.
I know where
this is
going.
I think you're onto something there. Yeah, you have to participate. You have to participate.
Oh.
I have a new contest question for this week.
I'm ready.
And it has to do with the new Esterbrook products. That might be right behind us. Do you prefer the pen wrap or the to-go cup? And I have to say, I don't know which. I am very fond of pen wraps. I like pen wraps.
I like anything that's very efficient and organized and small.
Efficient, organized, and small. I will keep that in mind. The to-go cups, however, are kind of cool because they put all your pens up standing up.
And I like that they have slots.
Yes, and they're separated.
Yes.
That's probably what you meant by slots, but I was surprised to see that too. There's actual, so they don't touch each other.
I'm going to go with pen wrap.
You're going to go with pen
I'm
wrap.
I'm going to go with pen wrap.
The to-go cup is cool.
It's talking to you.
But what I do with pen wrap is I just unroll it and it's on my desk like that.
Takes up a lot of room.
Takes up a lot more room. I'm going to hold off and answer that in the comments.
Okay.
As promised, they did just walk in the door.
That's
very
cool.
The Esterbrook pen wraps and to-go cups. You have something blue. What is that? That looks like
it's borrowed.
Is that a?
This is a to-go
cup.
This is funky.
Can you hold it higher?
I don't think so. I can.
Okay, so does that fold over then?
I think it does. So there's a snap here.
Oh.
It's like a magnetic snap. And then this
folds over. They said there were slots
bottom.
Inside. Oh, they're removable slots.
This is separate. This is so cool. Look at that.
I said soft.
It is.
Oh, soft and rigid.
Oh, you know what? It's rigid because you put it in here and then that creates the slots.
Right.
Oh, clever.
And it,
I thought that meant slotted. I thought it meant it had slots. On the sides sewn in.
No, yeah.
No, so this you put in and you kind of flower it out.
With your pens.
With your pens.
I don't know what I have here.
This is very cool.
So that's, we're going to say that's the blue one. The
this is the navy blue with a light blue interior. It's really well made.
I'm just going to make lots of noise over here.
I know.
Sorry, Justin.
Justin loves that. It's his favorite.
So I got a tan. That's a nice tan.
Oh, that is a pretty
That's
color.
That's a very nice
tan. All right, so then this snaps back up. I wonder if that goes inside. It does. And you can tighten it up.
Oh. Ha-ha. Now, you're sure you don't want to change your answer?
No, I like pen rolls. Right, this is too complicated for me.
I'm going to open a pen roll. Pen wrap.
This is way too complicated for me. These are cool, though.
Lots of noise.
That's the best kind of noise. Lots of noise.
And so this is going to be the green.
Well, that's
so
pretty.
Green, tan,
blue.
And navy blue. And here's your pen wrap.
All right, I'll trade you. Ooh, more noise.
Which looks very much like a pen wrap, but feel it.
Oh, that is nice.
Suede. It's very nice. Very nice. Canvas on the outside, suede on the inside. Six slots.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with a piece in the middle.
A flap over the top.
And then you can put little field notes or a pocket notebook right there.
But then it's not really a wrap. It's a fold. It's a pen fold.
Oh.
You couldn't roll it, really.
No, not if you have...
But they said pen wrap, not pen roll. So this is a pen wrap.
Okay.
Pen fold. I like this.
I usually try to avoid saying stuff during the podcast, but the box says pen roll on it.
As Justin has just pointed out, it's called a pen roll on the box, and you can roll it, but probably not if you put a notebook in there.
Correct. Here, let's put your phone in there.
Put your phone in there. Yeah. Now roll it up. There goes my phone. But it still works. I like, they're calling it a pen wrap. I'm going to go, my vote is for the pen wrap. But
okay.
These are very cute.
All right, but it's...
And you know what these would be very handy for?
My desk.
Going to pen shows.
Why?
Because, you sit down with other people
yes.
and you open up and people just start using everybody. These would be very handy
That's
for pen
very
shows.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure how this rolls up, actually. I'm going to...
She'll play with that. And I'm going to move on.
I do love that it has a space for a pocket notebook. I do like that it has the fold-over flap. I'm a big fan of anything that keeps your pens from flying out because I'm really clumsy. Really well made. These are beautiful.
And this is perfect size for me because I like to keep my collection at 6 pens. I am never successful, but that's what I like.
I thought you were keeping it at 10, then you got to 12, and then you're at 15.
Wouldn't that be lovely to have just 6 pens? Wouldn't that just be lovely? But that's a pipe dream. That's a pipe dream.
What would my husband do?
Well.
Brian would just crawl in a hole and cry.
No, see, we collect different pens. I use my pens. Okay. He has collection of pens that will never see ink, never leave the house.
We'll never see a nib. Yeah, all
some
sorts
will
of stuff.
Never see a nib.
Yes.
So he collects for different reasons. I collect user pens. And so what do I need more than 6?
I am so excited about
these. Are very cool.
These are super amazing.
Tell us all about them.
I am. So coming soon... Lamy All-Stars. Now, keep in mind, this is the aluminum one, the All-Star, in petrol and lilac. Now, this is not the dark lilac from a couple years ago. In fountain pen, rollerball, and ballpoint. And so those who use the Lamy All-Star appreciate the extraordinary lightness of the robust yet durable material. I do like that. The transparent grip provides a revealing look at the ink feed, a combination of materials which unites robustness and elegance. This series offers plenty of surprises with special editions in modern lifestyle-oriented colors that inspire writers to show their contemporary individuality.
I'm going for petrol.
You know, the lilac, I've seen the images.
It's nice, too.
We've seen them.
But something about petrol.
Yes. Now, since this is the aluminum version, the petrol, unlike the Safari a couple years ago, this is not textured. The petrol a couple years ago was.
But that was a Safari, wasn't it?
That was the plastic Safari.
Textured, but this is aluminum.
This
smooth.
Is the aluminum, but I'm super excited to have that color back. And then the lilac is almost a little more like a fuchsia.
Yes, it is, I would say.
It's definitely not the dark purple of the dark lilac from
that
a couple
very,
years
very
ago.
This is much lighter.
Yes, much lighter.
And it is attractive. I'm going for the petrol.
Yes.
The fountain pens, of course, while supplies last, will come with the pen sleeve, the matching pen sleeve.
Like we had for the Cosmic and the Azure.
Right. The only thing I don't know is when they will get here. And if Brian were here, I would ask him, and he would say, soon. So
yep.
We have the same answer. They have been ordered. They'll get here when they get here.
Yes.
But and All-Stars... I have to say, I kind of prefer All-Stars to Safaris.
Yes, I do too.
But Safaris, you can treat them a little poorly, just throw them in your bag, and because they're tough. Yes. I'm a little nicer to All-Stars because I think that you can't damage an All-Star. I've never
It takes a lot. It. Like, you have to step on it.
But they're, yeah, and they're not much more expensive.
No, no, they are not at all.
They just seem specialer.
Well, I think that the plastic won't show like a scuff or a scratch as readily as the aluminum could.
And so in my imagination.
Yes. That's
I've never scratched one, so.
Yeah, yeah, they're really pretty.
So, yes, I'm looking forward to that soon.
Super exciting.
They will be here soon. We can go to the outro here. Oh, we can't really read it, can we?
Oh, we have to call Brian.
Yes. You said it was a Vanishing Point Stripes.
Yes.
And I'm going to say he has a Sailor, King of Pen. Which one do you have laying around in the store?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say a Sailor, King of Pen.
He always travels with like 6 or 8.
I think he just picked up one from your store.
I don't think I have any King of Pens. I think I've sold them all.
Then I'm wrong. You watch him not answer.
This is Brian.
Brian, you're on the air. APTV. Wow. And now someone's calling the store. We have, at the beginning of the recording, asked what is the pen in Brian's pocket. Lisa has guessed. I have guessed. And now you're going to tell us what pen is in your pocket. Do you have a pen in your pocket?
I do have a pen in my pocket. Today, it is the Penlux Masterpiece Grande in Koi.
Well, that's what I said, right? I said that.
It is not.
You have the Penlux Masterpiece Grande in Koi. Okay.
Blue Koi.
We both guessed that. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. You do
he
that.
Had the stripes yesterday. All right, so I give up. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. I understand there's a store in Chicago or a store in a store in
there,
Chicago.
There was when I left on Sunday, yes. We are inside the Palmer House Hilton on the ground floor.
Do you have a website?
We do.
What is it?
It is chicago.andersonpens.com, and we are open 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
I'm there seven days a week.
Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. I think I have, usually I have words of wisdom. I just have an interesting thought. So something for you to think about. Your fingers are very slowly 3D printing your fingernails. Bye.
Oh, that's creepy.
Leave that in there.